Next person is Joe Brisby, J-O-B-R-I-S-B-Y. Date this for 10/8/2025. Her date of birth is 6/8/54. 71-year-old woman currently on hospice with Alzheimer's dementia. Degeneration, senile degeneration of the brain. History of CVA, malnutrition, protein calorie malnutrition. Diabetes, hypertension, recurrent urinary tract infection. And please put down patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. She is currently in her 11th benefit period, extending from 9/6/2025 to 11/10/2025. Patient's daughter, who is a tax professional, tells me that mom is not eating as much. She's losing weight. She's more confused. Her MAC is 24.5 centimeter. Patient CVA has affected her left side. She's weak on the left side. She has a PPS score of 40%. FAST score is 7B. Rossman states that mom stays in bed now 12 to 14 hours a day. She requires turning. She needs to be reminded to turn because they don't want her to develop the cubitus ulcer and keep the pressure off the bony prominences. Patient is short of breath when she's turned and with any kind of activity period. She continues to have progressive cognitive decline, functional decline. Patient has a tendency to repeat the same word over and over. Her MAC is down 0.5 centimeter. Her daughter tries to offer her high-calorie drinks, but she most of the time refuses. Bowel and bladder incontinent, total ADL dependent. I don't know if I said that. Patient continues to remain hospice appropriate given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. So also put in there somewhere that patient has more agitation, especially when someone new shows up. She needs to be redirected over and over, and it doesn't always work. And put down that her FAST score has dropped from 7B to 7C. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.